Welcome to the JACCP podcast. My name is Bob Ellen Boss. I was previously an emergency medicine clinical pharmacist and am executive director emeritus of the ACCP. I'm the author of an editorial published in JACCP titled Specialty Certification, a Pharmacy Success Story. In their paper, A Brief History of Pharmacy Specialization in the United States, published in JACCP in December 2020, Erstad and Webb provided an overview of pharmacy specialization in the United States. They described its origins, rationale for certification of pharmacy specialists, and some of the events and organizational dynamics that have brought us to our current state. When I first received their paper for review, I was reminded of the book A Short History of Nearly Everything by Bill Bryson, one of my favorite authors. In his text, Bryson tries to help us not only understand things like cosmology, genomics, plate tectonics, particle physics, and myriad other fascinating topics, he also offers interesting human anecdotes about and insights into the people who first figured it out and what was going on during their lives and in their times. Formal recognition of pharmacy practice specialties and certification of specialists by the Board of Pharmacy Specialties, BPS, is truly a success story. Nuclear pharmacy was the first area of specialty practice to be approved by BPS in 1978. Things sat relatively idle until ACCP put forth a petition to recognize clinical pharmacy as a specialty in 1986. Although the clinical pharmacy petition was not successful on its face, its successor, pharmacotherapy, was approved by BPS in late 1988. Momentum began to build throughout the 1990s before markedly accelerating over the past 10 to 15 years. As of 2019, the last year for which data were available at the time of this writing, BPS reported that more than 46,000 pharmacists held specialty certification, including more than 26,000 in pharmacotherapy. But this is a success story whose outcome was not a given, and it can be argued came close to not happening at all. The following paragraphs expand on some of the events and organizational dynamics that led to the recognition of pharmacotherapy as a specialty. Clinical pharmacists did and would have continued to create innovative specialty practices without an organization like BPS, formal recognition of specialties, or certification processes. But from my admittedly biased perspective, the initial effort to put forth clinical pharmacy and the subsequent recognition of pharmacotherapy was the principal driver behind the success of this whole effort. ACCP was founded in September 1979. Among his first actions in mid-1980, ACCP President Kim Kelly appointed a task force on credentialing in clinical pharmacy, chaired by Glenn Stimmel. Their charge was to study the issues of specialty recognition, including methods available for certification of clinical pharmacy practitioners. The group's report was released in March 1981. Among its findings and recommendations were that, although, quote, patient-oriented pharmacy practice as a philosophy of practice belongs to all of pharmacy, there are pharmacists with circumscribed clinical pharmacy practices whose responsibilities require specialized knowledge and skills, and that there is a need to develop standards for these pharmacists, close quotes. Later in 1981, ACCP appointed what came to be called the Committee on Clinical Pharmacy as a specialty, with the charge to assemble the most accurate and persuasive data to support the contention that clinical pharmacy is a specialty in pharmacy practice. Co-chaired by John Rodman and myself, the committee was purposefully composed of both ACCP members and non-members to provide a broad-based representation of the profession. The criteria used by BPS to identify a practice area as a specialty have remained relatively unchanged since they were first published in 1976. Even though nuclear pharmacy had been recognized as a specialty in 1978, Apart from the BPS criteria themselves, we essentially had no roadmap to follow when preparing the clinical pharmacy petition. In addition to compiling the petition itself, we began to find ourselves in the mists of a political minefield. There were a lot of people who held the opinion that clinical pharmacy was within the domain of all pharmacists, should not be considered a specialty, and thus opposed our efforts. To add to the challenge, it would be 5 years before ACCP began to establish a formal headquarters with staff to support its goals and directions. Preparing the petition was entirely a volunteer effort, but we had lots of youthful energy, a commitment to our charge, and just enough naivete to not recognize the full scope of the task and challenge ahead of us. In early 1982, our committee appointed 7 panels that were aligned with the BPS criteria for specialty recognition. Because we felt it important that the petition process have broad representation from within pharmacy, the 31 individuals appointed to these panels were drawn from more than 300 nominations submitted by AACP, ACCP, APHA, and ASHP. Each panel was tasked to assemble the information needed to address its component of the BPS criteria, and they enthusiastically set about their work. And then things advanced at a glacial pace. The eventual petition, which totaled nearly 200 pages and included 2 supporting appendices, was finally transmitted to BPS in March 1986, with ACCP as the sponsoring organization. Executive summaries of the petition were published by both ASHP and APHA. In their review, Erstad and Webb opine that because specialization in the health professions is a function of scientific and technological developments, debate regarding the need, types, and value of specialization should be driven not by intra or interprofessional debates within pharmacy, but by the needs, expectations, and values of patients and healthcare systems. If only that were true in 1986. There were still more than a few people who questioned the need and legitimacy of ACCP. Rather than viewing the clinical pharmacy petition as a means to develop quality assurance for those professional obligations that clearly exceed those evaluated by the licensing process, as stated in the petition's foreword, they viewed our efforts as elitist and divisive. To provide opportunity for broad input from the profession, and perhaps sensing the political hot potato now in its hands, BPS extended the review period for the petition from its usual 270 to 450 days. BPS held open hearings at the 1986 ASHP Mid-Year Clinical Meeting and the 1987 APHA Annual Meeting to solicit comments on the proposed recognition of clinical pharmacy as a specialty area of pharmacy practice. Many individual pharmacists, as well as state and national pharmacy organizations, provided input, some opining that clinical pharmacy should be recognized as a specialty, and others stating just as strongly that it should not. 2 issues emerged during the BPS review: the name of the proposed specialty, i.e. clinical pharmacy, and its relationship with other clinically based specialties that might be proposed in the future. The views of those who opposed formal recognition of clinical pharmacy as a specialty were probably best summarized by ASHP's comments to BPS. Quote, "Clinical pharmacy, the most exciting practice concept to arise during our profession's modern era, holds great promise for bringing pharmacy in more perfect alignment with the healthcare needs of the public. Pharmacists increasingly view their role in society as assuring that patients receive safe, effective, cost-conscious drug therapy. To be sure, not all pharmacists perceive themselves as clinical practitioners, but a growing number of them do. Moreover, most of these clinically oriented pharmacists do not think of themselves as specialists, but rather as practitioners who are pursuing their profession in a manner that should be the norm, not the exception. ASHP does, however, strongly support the development and recognition of pharmaceutical specialties in specific areas of clinical practice. Examples of such areas might include psychopharmacy practice, oncology pharmacy practice, and nutrition support pharmacy practice. Close quotes. The views of those who supported clinical pharmacy's specialty recognition were probably best summarized by APHA's comments that were, of note, presented by Dr. Webb, who was then a member of the APHA staff, at a 10 June 1987 press conference and later published in American Pharmacy. Quote, "The area of pharmacy practice described in the petition encompasses specialized knowledge and skills utilized by a growing cadre of pharmacists whose focus is the safe, appropriate, and economical use of drugs in patients. The practice of pharmacy described in the petition, performed by innovative and committed practitioners throughout the country, represents a specialized practice activity. It is related to, but unique within, the mainstream of an evolving practice of pharmacy that is increasingly focused on patient care and information services." Close quotes. APHA did qualify its endorsement, however, contingent upon the establishment of a designation other than clinical pharmacy. APHA suggested pharmacotherapeutics. Seeing building opposition to the recognition of clinical pharmacy as a specialty because of its name, and the fear of some that doing so would preclude other potential specialties being considered for petition development by other organizations, ACCP offered the following comments to BPS during its hearings at the ASHP and APHA meetings. Quote, "The term clinical pharmacy is widely used. Clinical pharmacy is now viewed by many as a component of the general practice of pharmacy, and clinical pharmacy services are provided with varying scope and levels of expertise by different pharmacy practitioners. The central issue to be addressed in considering approval of endorsement of the petition should be whether a need and demand for a specialized practitioner exists, and further, whether one can adequately distinguish between the specialized and general practitioner based on their respective professional responsibilities, functions, skills, and knowledge. In this regard, the title given to this specialist is of secondary importance." Close quote. JACCP editor Jerry Bauman, then secretary and a member of the ACCP Board of Regents, presented the college's comments to BPS during the APHA meeting held in Chicago. "Despite our best efforts, BPS denied recognition of clinical pharmacy as a specialty in mid-1987, stating that it was too broad and too general. However, BPS went on to note that an area of practice referred to as clinical pharmacotherapy may be such a specialized area of pharmacy practice as to justify consideration of it for specialty recognition. Believing that it would help advance pharmacy practice by providing for the certification of competent clinical pharmacy practitioners, ACCP requested the Committee on Clinical Pharmacy as a Specialty to retask its original petition to support recognition of pharmacotherapy as a specialty area of pharmacy practice. Fortunately, this was in the early days of word processing software. In addition to rewriting some introductory and concluding sections, we largely did a search and replace to substitute pharmacotherapy for clinical pharmacy and pharmacotherapy specialist for clinical pharmacist. A revised petition requesting recognition of pharmacotherapy as a specialty was submitted to BPS in early 1988, and executive summaries were again published in AJHP and American Pharmacy. In its foreword, the petition noted that, quote, "The recognition of the pharmacotherapy specialist is consistent with the view held by many individuals that clinical pharmacy is an integral component of the general practice of pharmacy. However, it is also recognized that clinical pharmacy services are now and will always be provided with varying scope and levels of expertise by different practitioners. These pharmacotherapy specialists are distinguished from the general practitioner of pharmacy by their education, training, knowledge base, skills, and professional responsibilities and attitudes." end quote. The pharmacotherapy petition underwent a much more speedy review than did that for clinical pharmacy. And BPS formally approved pharmacotherapy as a specialty in October 1988. This in spite of what some described as considerable opposition from both ASHP and APHA. As it had done with the clinical pharmacy petition, APHA voiced opposition to pharmacotherapy, citing similar rationale. Somewhat confusingly, APHA leadership also opposed recognition of pharmacotherapy. Recall that just a year earlier, they had supported the clinical pharmacy petition contingent upon a designation other than clinical pharmacy and suggested that the specialty be called pharmacotherapeutics. During this general time frame, ASHP had put forth a petition in partnership with the American Society of Parenteral and Enteral Nutrition to support nutrition support pharmacy practice as a specialty. It was also approved by BPS in October 1988. To their lasting credit, the BPS Board of Directors successfully rose above the political clamor and did what at least this author thinks was the right thing. Work could now begin on creating the specialty councils for pharmacotherapy and nutrition support, eventually leading to their respective certification exams. Psychopharmacy and oncology followed in 1992 and 1996, respectively, and the rest, as they say, is history. All of the above can now be relegated to the annals of pharmacy history. The organizational squabbling of the era can now be considered water under the bridge, as these one-time antagonists are now frequent collaborators to advance specialty practice and board certification. But I wonder, how long would BPS have sat relatively idle with nuclear pharmacy as its lone approved specialty if ACCP had not stirred up the pot through the clinical pharmacy petition? There is no doubt that clinical pharmacists would have continued to develop new practice models in a multitude of focused or specialized areas. After all, much of our healthcare system is organized around the concepts and benefits of specialty practice. But would ASHP have seen the need for and value of putting forth specialty petitions for nutrition support, psychopharmacy, and oncology when they did, without the stimulus, threat maybe, of clinical pharmacy / pharmacotherapy? Even more basic, what if APHA had not established BPS back in 1976? Would we have looked outside of pharmacy to develop meaningful specialty certification and credentialing mechanisms for our specialty practitioners? Would individual pharmacy organizations have created their own niche certification processes to meet the needs of their members? Would these approaches have been more or less successful and well-received as the BPS approach has been? How would they have been viewed by the other health professions? There is no definitive way to answer these rhetorical questions. But I, for one, believe that our health systems, and more importantly, our patients, are served best when highly capable, credentialed clinical pharmacists provide patient care that optimizes medication therapy and promotes health, wellness, and disease prevention. Specialty certification is an integral and essential part of any process to help assure the capabilities and competencies of pharmacy's clinicians. Good day and thank you.